Quantum's minimal amount of any physical entity involved in an interaction. Of course, that's not well-defined terminology, okay, but that's the general term there. It's the most misused word in many cases. It's misused word as appear in quantum group. Quantum group is not a group, okay? Nothing to do with quantum. Quantum field is not a field, but something quantum field. Quantum computer is not a computer yet, okay? But it sends message with quantum information, which depends on how you say whether it's to do with information or not. So it's ambiguous in some case, but you make it well defined in some other sense. Quantum mechanics, well-developed field, with basic atoms, well-defined, even very abstract in some way. Quantum information for a long time is a subfield of quantum mechanics. It was well-developed with complete theory. But now quantum information go larger. Something it go beyond, go outside quantum mechanics. The first quantum computer in real function was built in 1998. That is very big impact to quantum information because we talk about quantum channel information a long time. Okay, long before realization of quantum computer. So once you get quantum computer, you want to take care of how that related to quantum information. In year 2006, it was benchmarking 12 qubit computer, that's a very powerful one. For that, I see that matrix theory will come in to play an important role in the structure theory. If you are using, really using 12 qubit computer, we must use matrix theory itself. But how to build it is very complicated thing. So let me say more of my personal experience. It's not my unique experience to come into the field of quantum to do with quantum computer. I'm pure mathematician, but I'm much interested in the foundation of quantum mechanics in the light of quantum information. Okay, but that means I don't have any experience in the lab. I don't have no knowledge about quantum computer. My old short paper on 1975, I reviewed a pioneering paper about quantum channel. Of course, we did not use the word quantum channel. And even the word quantum information was not used at that time. I don't use the word quantum in my paper. Suddenly I was awakened in the new era of quantum computers to see many frightening features of quantum channels for communication of quantum information. I bring my old theory into the new time, so I had to go through the everything. So as the time runs backward, in an alternating world through the looking glass, you look at the looking glass, you have to look in far enough, you have to go back to the past. So I go to the past to find all the old value and try to find some new meaning. And also some of the and new meaning, I try to find a new value here. So release myself from quantum entanglement. So let me show you some of the nightmare. The quantum channel looks like that. That's not what I expect at all. Or something like this kind of thing. Yeah. That's not what I expect before, the quantum channel. But actually it's not bad at all in reality. It's something like this kind of thing, okay? Of course, for that I try to make it more meaningful. For me, this is a real thing, but I have to make it in terms of mathematical language. To make it, for me, want to make it more beautiful, make it real thing. So I want to turn it around, bring it back to my old dream. Okay? But this is a very real thing. But you have to go full quantum channel with this kind of thing. Yeah. So quantum channel for my old dream looks like that. Okay. That's what I thought about in the old time, okay? I've got this new quantum computer. Now, things just go like this kind of thing. Yeah. No measurement, no computing. But still some idea to go through like that. So let me try to do a little bit about this one. So I have to tackle what's a quantum computer. Before that, there's nothing called quantum computer. We talk about quantum channels, quantum information. Now I want to do something real thing called quantum computer. So let me start with most basic things, bits and qubits. Okay, and then I put in my medical language, make my linear mapping well defined. After that, then I can ignore the physical meaning and do my pure math only. As all you know, that bit is the base of conventional computer memory, or called binary integer. A bit is read as either 0 or 1, with probability in the real interval 0, 1. So every real number there, between 0, 1, is a probability. So just as you have one button, you press it or not press it, it comes to that one. Three bit corresponds to an element. 0, 1 cause 0, 1 cause an 8 point as a vertex of cube, the 8 vectors. However, we very want to call that cube solid cube for probability. The reason is that we got 8 independent things. You put on the cube, you assume something are adjacent to each other, something are opposite to each other. So the probability is wrong. You want to realize on the cube. So for 3 bit, you need to realize on bigger space, to do something. So when n is very big, because 2 to the power 30 is 1 giga, very big one. So you want the computer to input there, you need 30 fingers to put in there. Okay? Each button can press yes or no. But that's the standard way of classical computer. That's what I need to know about quantum computer, just for input, okay? But not for computing, just for the information sent around. To get a setting of possible non-commutative generalization, I had to change it by 1 bit in a more complicated setting, okay? Still nothing about quantum computer. I associate each 1 bit with random diagonal 2x2 projection. Only possible matrix diagonal RAM 1 projection square itself is the same. It's 1000 and 0001 and self-adjoint matrix. Okay, that stands for 1 bit. Either one, there are two of them. For possible one, each 3 bit corresponds to RAM 1 diagonal 8x8 projection matrix at the tensor order of 3 2x2 matrix, where each one is 1000 or 0001. So what I mean is a 3-bit just a diagonal matrix with one entries 1, all other entries 0. So there are 8 possible things to do that. So there are exactly 8 3-bit located in 8-dimensional space. It's very stupid to use diagonal matrix for anything. Okay, so classical computer, nobody uses it. Nobody will use the diagonal matrix for everything. If you're not using anything off diagonal. However, my purpose is just that I have more room to put in my qubit and so on. Okay, so I want to put this thing up. So let me come to the definition of qubit in mathematical way. A qubit is a quantum bit. It's a unit of quantum computer memory. Mathematically, each one qubit we got as one element on S2, the face of the sphere. and that can be rewritten in the form of 2x2 matrix. Those 2x2 matrix satisfy x squared, y squared, but z squared equal to 1 with parameter. Or let me say more precisely, this all 2x2 RAM 1 projection matrix. 2x2 matrix, RAM 1, semi-definite. In case that diagonal, we go 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1. If not diagonal, we write down all possible things. Just those 2x2 matrix form. So I identify qubit in a sophisticated way as a point on S2. But that's way this is understood well for the Bohr sphere, a point on the surface. Precisely means all vector states acting on C2. That's again well the terminology I used before in quantum information. We talk about vector states. The more easy way is to do mathematics is just one dimensional complex linear state of C2. Nothing could be more easier than that. Of course, I don't use the vector for that. Vector will cause misleading. The different vector may stand for same vector state. Okay, vectors far away from each other, the vector state could be near. So if you ever use vector for that, it will cause, may cause confusion later. But easier way, the best way, of course, one-dimensional compact linear space of C2, nothing more easier than that in terms of mathematics. Okay, C2 is a two-dimensional compact space. You have many, many one-dimensional space. Each one we got as one qubit. And some may think about in terms of two-dimensional real space of R4, but that's too sophisticated. You need very special one. You have defined a complex multiplication in terms of real number. When trying to write down, it becomes too hard. Okay. So there are several ways to do with the qubit. But the easy way, the best way, as done in quantum mechanics, look at a point as the 2x2 RAM 1 projection, or the same as the point on the Bohr sphere. So physically, right qubit is a superposition of the sphere surface called the Bohr sphere. You may think an electron can move freely to any direction from the origin of R3. Now, how to implement the elapse, that's very complicated thing. Okay, so it took a long time for people to get the realization of it. But now it's a very standard thing. One qubit computer is a simple thing. Of course, by one qubit computer, I mean it's a baby computer. Okay, just like one big computer, just one button. You don't call it a computer. Yes and no. One button for input. One qubit computer only for the input. As the point on the surface. Okay, so imagine you take an apple or orange. My input is any point on the surface. Okay, instead of keyboard. And mathematically, sphere surface is a trivial thing. So computer scientists tell you that 2 to the power of 30 is far, far more complicated than S2. Okay, mathematics is too simple. You don't have combinatorial effect at all. But let me go on more about this one. Okay. What's n qubit? N qubit regards a one-dimensional compact linear space of higher dimensional space. So mathematics is very simple. One-dimensional space, instead of on the two-dimensional space, you may go on four-dimensional, 16-dimensional, or I change 2 to the power n to any number. Just compact space, one-dimensional space is called that. So mathematics is a very simple thing. However, I want to locate a point, so which can be identified as a RAM 1 projection in the form of larger matrix. Okay. So we put in very simple concept, mathematically, easy thing. Matrix, that's a RAM 1. Square is itself a joint matrix. You multiply itself, it's the same as the same matrix, but must be RAM 1. So matrix, simple matrix structure. So all n qubit as definition. So what's n qubit computer? It's something in the lab they can produce it, so your input are n qubit. But how to do it? Of course, very sophisticated. One bit, I can come to a simple idea. you can control the direction of electrode anyway in R3. So the others are go in more compensation. But that's the way. 12 qubit computer also is built in to fit in the system there. In the lab, one can do much more, but may not be related to quantum computer. So density matrix. In the formal setting of non-commutative probability, the random position of an qubit. Now qubits are your input there. What's the random position? It's not a qubit anymore. It's called a density matrix, which is a convex combination of the random one projections. They put together to come there. Of course, so let me redefine that one. So mathematical, very simple thing. A density matrix is post semi-definite matrix or trace one. So matrix with the structure. If all eigenvalues are non-negative reals, the matrix is self-adjoint, is Hermitian. The sum of eigenvalues is one, or the say the sum of diagonal edges is one. But this is a mathematical well-defined set called density matrix. Extreme mode point of it are Raman projections. So that means I use n qubit, I look at a common combination of it. Or in terms of vector say and say, say are common combination of vector say. Okay? But just talk about vector say and say, it's too abstract, you don't see where it is. But here I can put a matrix way to write it down. Every matrix stands for, every density matrix stands for a state. So what 2x2 density matrix? 2x2 density matrix. We write down all 2x2 matrix and find out the trace to be 1. This I set it 2x2 matrix of those 4. 1 half, 1 minus x, 1 plus x on diagonal. 1 plus I cell and 1 minus I cell on the off diagonal. The trace obviously is 1. You add diagonal. And you check that's positive. If only it satisfies the condition. Here my program is wrong here. So, x squared plus y squared plus z squared. Small equal than 1. Okay? I won't fit this computer. Okay. So all density matrix fill up the whole solid sphere. It adds to a boundary. So this comes very concrete meaning. 2x2 density matrix are solid ball. Okay? The boundary are Riemann projections. The boundary are one qubit. So think about one qubit as outside. But the solid ball here shows random position. Okay? So inside is nothing, it's not real thing, but it's a random position. Your actual position outside, but your random position is a solid thing. So that's the idea for we put in, you can see as a solid in mathematics and make well defined. Nevertheless, for the case n larger than 2, there's no geometrical picture for the n by n density matrix, but it's a well defined mathematical object, very concrete object there. So some more programming working on that to do with matrix theory. So let me recap of the most simple quantum computer, the baby quantum computer. Okay? It must be easy. A baby computer is one button, as I said, okay? One button called baby computer. It's useless.